Vav Mal Cheshvan, Thursday, the 26th of October, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, the 10 tests of Avraham Avinu.
The said words that we are at the moment going through last week, this week, next week, are all discussing the 10 Nisyonim that Avraham Avinu was tested. The Mishnah says and others in Perek Hay, Asor Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu went through 10 tests, Ve'omad Bekulam, and he stood up to all of them. The first one, which according to everybody is the first one. The other ones, there is disputes in the Rishonim. But the first one is the Nisoyen of all Kazim. The story, famous from school already, that Nimrod was very angry with Avraham Avinu that he didn't bow down to his dollies. He didn't bow down to his dollies. And what happened was, he threw him into the fire. Haran was sitting there at the time, and Haran said, if Avraham is victorious, and Avraham comes out secure, then in that case I'm one of his lot. If Nimrod is victorious and he gets as Rishon and burnt, then I'm one of his lot. When Avraham Avinu was saved, they asked Haran, whom do you belong to? So he said, Haran said, he belongs to Avraham Avinu. And they threw him into the fire and he got burnt. What was the reason that Avraham Avinu was saved and Haran wasn't saved? Say all the Mephoshim. Avraham Avinu went into the furnace of the fire. He went in on a basis that he'll die. If I die, I die. And that's why he was saved. Haran only went into the furnace on a basis to be saved. He never dreamt that he would die. And that's why he wasn't Mesa Nefesh himself to go along to die. And that's why he wasn't Zecher, he wasn't merited to be saved. In Sfas Emes state that Haran was still rewarded. Haran was rewarded that came out of him late, and he came out of him David HaMelech. Why? Because at the end of the day, he went along and he wanted to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And as his Sreifa, the reason why he was burned, state in Sfas Emes, is Machmas Kiddush Hashem. And as the Sfas Emes quotes, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Shkar Shel Kol Beria Uberia. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't hold back any reward for anybody. And that's why he was rewarded, that it came out from him, Loit and David Mamelech. There is a very interesting Targum Yonason Ben Uziel on this subject. The Targum Yonason Ben Uziel says that when all the nations of the world saw that Avraham Avinu, the fire didn't get control on Avraham Avinu, they said, you know why it was? Because Haran is a person who's full of witchcraft. He does all different kinds of witchcraft. And he, with his witchcraft, he meant that Avraham Avinu shouldn't be burnt. As on the tongue in Yunus and Ben Uziel. So what happened straight away? The Ribbono Shel Olam made the Holon should go in the fire and Holon should die in order that there should be a Kiddush Shem Shomayim in the Atzolah of Avraham Avinu. When they will see that Holon himself can't save himself. And you're going to go and say that his witchcraft caused that Avraham Avinu was the person who was put to who was saved through Holon's witchcraft. They will all see they were wrong. And therefore, says the Targum Yonos and Ben Uziel, that the reasoning that Holon was not saved was to prove that what happened with Avraham Avinu was a Kiddush Shem Shamayim. The Rishonim, the Ramban asks the Kasha. Why is it that the Nes, the Nisoyen of Ukazdim, which was such a big Nisoyen, Avraham on one side, and the whole world on the other side, it hardly gets a mention in the whole Torah. The only far it gets is in Shishi, in this week's Sedra, it gets 6 words. Vayeme Elav Ani Hashem Asher Yitzhishicha Mu'ul Kazdim. That's the only mention of the Holy Soyan. The Akedah gets 25 to 30 psukim. The Nisoyan of the Ukazdim gets 8 words. The Ramban says the reason why the Torah doesn't give a mention to it is pretty simple, says the Heidegger Ramban. That the reason is, because if the Torah would go into the Nisoyen of Ukazdim, the Torah would have had to mention the people who argued with him, with the Kommim, their priests, and their Hashkofas. And there could be, says the Ramban, a second, that people would hear the tinyness of the Aprikosim, and they would think, they've got a point. And there would be a danger that people would go along and think that they've got a point. And that's why the Torah keeps it short, only mentions the words of Ani Hashem Asher Yitzhishicha Mu'ul Kazdim, and does not mention it at length. The gates of the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Gurvich, used to say over a teretz from his shver, Rabbi Yelapia, on this kasha, why the Torah doesn't mention the Nisoyen of Ur Kazdim. He said as follows, the Nisoyen of Ur Kazdim was a Nisoyen, a logical thing, a sichliestika thing. That there's a Ribbono Shel Olam and Avraham Avinu is going round the whole world announcing that there's Zohar Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, there's no Chiddush, there's nothing new. That Avraham Avinu was Moshe Nefesh for his opinion in belief in Amunah. But says Rabbi Yelapia, the Nisoyen of the Akedah was against the Seichel. Avraham Avinu says in this week's Sedra, Vayema Avraham said, Matiten li, Vanechi hoile chavimi. What are you going to give me? What worth everything you give me if I'm going to go? If I'm going to go, says the Torah, childless. He gets a child at the age of 100, and he has one child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, when he gets that child, to go along and sacrifice that child. And if Avraham Avinu is prepared to go along and do it. That was a Nisoyen. That was a test against all logics. To be able to be prepared to go and do such a Nisoyen, that was against logic.
analogy, to help to get the child and to be prepared after having said Matit and Liv on Eichi Oilech Avivi and still do it, that's an historian, but it's against Sichlius. And that's why the Torah gives it a mention. The Shlo HaKodesh says a third teretz. A Yisrael is Dikat teretz. The Gemara is a famous Gemara in Brochus that Samech Aleph from its base. The Gemara says, Beshor Shoitzioi Es Rabbi Akiva, when they took out Rabbi Akiva, La Avigo, to be killed, stating the Gemara, Zeman Krishma Hoya. It was the time of Krishna. Vahayu, says the Gemara, Soikin Es Besoroi, they were combing his flesh, Bemasvekri Shalbazo, with metal combs. Vaya Mekabe Lolov, and he was staying at the time Krishna. Omaroi, and Rabbi Akiva said to his Talmidim, Kol Yomai, all my lifetime, Hayisi Mitztaye Al Posig Zeh, I had sigh about this Posig, Bechol Nafshechol, Afir Neiter Es Nishmoscho. Amalti, says the Gemara, Amalti, I said, Mosa Yovai Leyodi, Va'akaimenu, when will I have the opportunity to be able to be Mekayimit? V'asov, and now, Shebo Leyodi Leyakaimenu, says the Shlo, from here you can learn out a fundamental halacha in the dinim of Mesiras Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. A person could think, and it's wrong to think, since there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, therefore, you know what I'll do? I'll go after this mitzvah. Meaning to say, when I'll see the goyim bowing down to these stupid dollies, you know where I'll go? I'll go and spit on it. Or I'll go along and do divrei bezeinus with it. The Torah says that's wrong. If a person does that, he's machuyav misa. The only mitzvah, the only time there is such a mitzvah, if that mitzvah comes to you bal kochoi, then there is an obligation to be mekadosh shem shamayim and lihoreg v'al yavre. And that's very meduyik. The Gemara in Brochus says, Mosai yovai leyodi, when will it come to me? Va'akamenu. The Gemara doesn't say that I'll bring myself to it. That the Gemara doesn't say. Says the Shlo HaKodesh, the Kasher, which I'm sure you're all thinking. Therefore, why did Avraham Avinu do it? If it's also to do it, why did Avraham Avinu do it? The Torah says, Avraham Avinu was an Ayrasho. It was a special case. Why? Because he was going round Avraham Avinu, as the Rambam says, in Hilchos Yesodei Torah. Avraham Avinu was going round publicizing Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, at that time, there was no idea, there was no knowledge at all of Emunah. And that's why Avraham Avinu was obligated to do it. And that's what the Shlo says. That's why the Torah doesn't mention the Nisoyen of Ukazdin. Why? Because if the Torah would have mentioned it, people would have made a mistake and they would have thought that a person has an obligation to go along and bring himself to the breaking of Tzromim, and that is also in all generations. The only case where you do find the Torah makes a big mention of it, not the Torah, the Nach, is by Mishoel Hananya V'Azalia. There the Torah goes along and makes a big mention of it. Because their taka, they didn't bring themselves to it. That's the Shlo. The Mefarshim ask, the Avraham Avinu was Moisei Nafshei. Moisei is goof, his nefesh, to be burnt in occasion. The next nisoyen is that the Torah writes, Lech lecha me'arzecha u'me'ladetcha. The Ramban says in Parshas Vayevo, what is the idea, what's the logic of that nisoyen? To uplift, that person should get uplifted to a higher madriga. Asked the Mephoshim, since Avraham Avinu was making efforts already his goof, and he wasn't prepared to give in a wink on his amunah, says the Mephoshim, what was the great nisoyen of Lech Lecha Me'arzecha, which seems to be a smaller nisoyen? What's the Torah bringing the nisoyen? I want to use to answer this kasha a vort of the Manal of Geisid Yeshiva in a Sefer Nachlas Eliezer on Parshas Vayeshev. In Parshas Vayeshev, the Pasuk says, Vayihi achrei advorim ha'ele, Vatiso eshes adoinov, and the wife of his master lifted up her eyes El Yosef. Says the Medrash, Yosef thought in his heart, my father, my grandfather went through Nisyenis. I haven't gone through any Nisyenis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, I promise you that I'm going to give you a harder Nisyen. Chayecho Shani Menasa Oiso Yosef. I'm going to test you. So the Manal asks, by states in the Medrash, that the Nisoyen of Yosef was a greater Nisoyen than the Nisoyen of the Akedah. Why? So he says, a Yosef's dikavot. The Nisoyen of the Akedah was a one-off. As they say in Ivrit, chad parmi. A one-off of Mesiras Nefesh. The Nisoyen of Yosef was, as the Medrash says in Parshas Vayeshev, went on for 12 months, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayihi kedabra el Yosef yoin yoin, which the Medrash says went on for 12 months. It was a Nisoyen which was going on day and day and day in, day out. Says the Manal, the Nisoyen, a Nisoyen like that is a greater Nisoyen than the Nisoyen of the Chad Parmi, of once like the Nisoyen of the Akedah. So I once heard from Rabbi Robert Zolzangezund this teretz, that Rabbi Robert said that the Nisoyen of Lech Lecha going away, that was a bigger Nisoyen than the Nisoyen of Ukazdim. Why? Because the Nisoyen of Lech Lecha was a Nisoyen which was going on and on, Nimshach. Masha'in came, the Nisoyen of Ukazdim was one off, just happened once, and that's all it was. And it could be the lies in it even more. By the Nisoyen of Ukazdim, there was no commandment on that. Masha'in came by the Nisoyen of Lech Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to go. And the Gemara's famous Gemara in Kiddushin, Godel HaMetzuvah V'Isa, Yisa Mimi She'en HaMetzuvah V'Isa. And that's why, by this Nisoyen of Lech Lecha, it was Metzuvah V'Isa. And like Tosa says in Kiddushin, a person, when it's Nisoyen, Metzuvah V'Isa, he's got a fight. He's got a fight against his Yetzirah. And therefore, that's why that Nisoyen was greater than the Nisoyen of Ukaz. I think there lies in it even a deeper answer. The first Pasuk in this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, Lech Lecha, Me'arzecha, U'mi Me'iladetcha, U'mi Beis Avicha. says the Mefarshim, the Torah has written it in the wrong way round. But a person goes first away mi beis avicha, then you go away mi meiladecha, and then you go away me'artzecha. Says, everybody's got their own ideas, but again I'm using the Sefer Nachlas Eliezer. The Ikir Tzivoy of Avraham Avinu wasn't a physical one. Wasn't physical, just go away. It was that he was taking himself away completely, spiritually, from any connection that he had had with his family. And the proof is, the Medrash says, using a pasuk of Tehillim from yesterday, the pasuk says, Shimi bas ure'i ra'ati as oznech v'shikli, and you should forget, amech u'beis avicha. The pasuk says that the pshat is, what was he doing with his lech lecha? He was uprooting himself from the chinuch, which he got in his father's house, and that was the lech lecha. And that's why the Torah says, lech lecha, first of all, you've got to go along and forget Altsoi, then Iroi, and then the chinuch that you got at home. You might ask me, the Avraham Avinu already knew the Ribbono Shel Olam at the age of 3. And therefore, what are you worried about? What could what could have impressed him? That his house of his father could have harmed him to that extent that he had to be commanded to go away. The Torah says that if a person gets, even in his youth, and a bad hashpah, it stays with him for life. And I will prove it to you. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Toldos, when the Torah talks about Esau was 40 years, the Torah writes, Vatiyeno moiras ruach leYitzchok uleRivka. Thread the Medrash. Why does the Torah write it in that order? Says the Medrash that it wants to tell me that Yitzchok was born a Ben Kedesh. Rivka, says the Medrash, was a Bas Kainim, a daughter of Besuel, and she, the words of the Medrash are, Moiridik Iveta, Loi Hoya Matbid, she wouldn't have been bothered, Alti Nefesh Shel Avodah Zarah, of the Shmutz of Avodah Zarah. So what do I see here? How old was Rivka when she left, and she was finished with him, with Besuel, 3 years old? Nevertheless, the Ashbor would have stayed by Rivka even at a later age. And therefore you see that Avraham Avinu, even though he was 3 years old, and at 3 he packed it up and he left there, still the influence that he would have had would have made an impression on him. And that's why he had to go away spiritually, and he had to put himself completely spiritually from there. And I want to add on. It's very interesting, this week's Edra, that late, straight after the first Nisoyan going away, he went along and he packed it in and he went to Stamer. How is it that he went along and that straight away he stood up to the Nisoyan of Lech Lecha, and then straight away he went away? He didn't manage to continue. The Torah is that Avraham Avinu, when he did the Lech Lecha, he just went. Avraham Avinu, he didn't only physically go away, he went and he took away his whole connection with his father's house. And not only physically, he went, He went completely spiritually. He took himself away. And therefore, he had a koyach Avraham Avinu to go and stand up to all the other nishenis. But late, when he left Terach's house, he only left physically. And therefore, that's why he didn't have the koyach to stand up to the nishenis. And it fits in very well. The Torah writes, Vayelech itoy loit. Famous, the Vilna Gaon's words. The Vilna Gaon says, in Parshas Balak, when the Torah writes the word imoy, the word imoy means they went, as it talks about their Bilam, the pincers going, that they went with one kavanah. But when the Torah writes the words itoy, then the pshat is he went with, but not that he went with the same kavanah. And therefore, that's why it's feasible. By Yelech itoy leit, leit went with, he only went a schlepper and not schlepper. Aber, to go with the ideal of Avraham Avinu, that he didn't go. And that's why leit could straight away fall down, that fall to nothing. And I think that could be also the answer. Rashi said at the beginning of this week's Sedra, Es ha-nefes asher osu b'chova. That Avraham Avinu was the head of the Baal Teshuva movement. The first one of the Baal Teshuva movement. And Sarah Imenu was the head of the ladies' Baal Teshuva movement. There's no mention at all later on what happened to all these Gavim. The Teretz is that all the other Gavim who Avraham Avinu did, they, when it came a bit difficult, they stopped and they gave it up. It's like sowing in a field of thorns. It doesn't hold. Here as well, all the people who Avraham Avinu stood up with, they didn't manage who was Megayed. As soon as it came, a small Nisoyan, they didn't manage to keep it. And Bemes, the Mefarshim ask, what was the big Nisoyan of Avraham Avinu of Lech Lecha? If I tell you, he got a bracha from Rav Chaim Kanevsky, of Zayin Gezunt, to move from London to Eretz Yisrael and you'll get a child, I think you'll be on the next Alal flight to be able to go. If Avraham Avinu got an avtoche from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eschol Egoi Godoy, what was the great thing that he went? Was he went to Goy San Yisrael? The Teretz is, the Pasuk says, Vayelech Avraham Kasher Dibe Elav Hashem. He didn't go for his own personal reasons. The reason why he went was for only one reason. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he left himself out of the picture. I want to finish with a Chassidus Shavuot. That the Rashi says, the first Rashi, La'anosof u'l'teirosof. It's where did Tzelech HaMaisah, with the Rav Nochum from Chernobyl, that the Goyim took him into prison for having done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Eliyahu HaNavi came to him, and Rav Nochum asked Eliyahu HaNavi, why was Nigza that I should be in prison? So Eliyahu HaNavi answered him, since you are a person who is busy with mitzvahs, pidyon shvuyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that you should go into prison and you should be malgish, you should know what it means for the inyan of being in prison. When you'll have that mitzvahs, pidyon shvuyim, Eliyahu HaNavi told him, then you'll be able to go out. And as is taki given, that next day he went out. On the basis of all Moses given. She's excited. Writer, basis all said, since Avraham Avinu gave away his whole life on mitzvahs anoch anotas oichim, And he was making nefesh himself on that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech lecha le'anosach u'le'tevoscha, that you should now know what it means to be stuck as an Eved Derech, to be stuck on the way, and how great it is to be mekabel people, and then people, and that's what it means to say the words. La'anosach, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah, bishli. State in Chazal, Mosa yagiu maisai le maisai avishai. Meaning to say, a person has an obligation to say that when am I going to do my maisim like maisai avishai? Mizoltaketon ala nishenis, all our nishenis. Sometimes people have got questions of a person like Avraham Avinu, you could say he's been told to go away and have children, which is against the logic of Eddos Geton, Kashet Siva Hashem. Those of Zayn, unsere Tatlis, that we do everything what Hashem is mitzaveh, and Bezer Hashem in their schools and Mazrecha Zayn Sevier.